I'll go along with everything you say. But I ride home laughing, look at me now, to the walls of my town, they come crumbling.
Jerry Bader, Show 1050. No, I do not think all Trump supporters are beneath me. I don't think that at all. To borrow the old cliche, some of my best friends are Trump supporters. Attorney Will McKinley is a very intelligent man. I think he's making a mistake. I want to know, is Mark Levin secretly a liberal for saying the same things I'm saying? We should do that topic. Maybe we'll do that on Monday. Mark Levin is saying exactly what I'm saying. Is he secretly a liberal too? Is he secretly subliminally telling his listeners not to vote for Trump? Is Levin? What would Mark Levin say if you said he's a liberal because he's not going to vote for Donald Trump? What's the matter with you? Yeah, translated, Trump bashing. Because I ask the question. It is just amazing that the entire point of that exercise was lost on so many people. I think it's a very difficult position. I really do. But enough of that. Actually, Earl, I want you to do that bumper coming back, and I blew it. Because these people who hear what they want to hear just get very, you know which one I mean, right? Fire away.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find.
But of course, the Rolling Stones, you can't always get what you want. What they want is for Donald Trump to stop playing their music at his events. Go bleep up a rope, Mick. Trump supporters now must just be, what? Who? Huh? What? Oh, it's just lip service. Oh, muy bueno, muy bueno. Oh, he spoke Spanish. He's open borders. See? 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 That's what I'm dealing with. He said yes in Spanish 3 times. He's open borders. I'm telling you. That's the way it sounds to me. Anyway. The Rolling Stones have asked presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump to stop playing their songs at his campaign events. In a statement Wednesday, the rock band said they have not given permission to the Trump campaign to use their songs and have requested they cease all use immediately. He doesn't need their permission. As long as he has paid the blanket royalty fee to ASCAP and BMI, the music licensing companies. We do that here as a news talk station. We just check that we don't play the full songs or whatever. There's, for that type of public event, ASCAP, BMI, you pay them and you can play whatever music you want. Now, here's, Steve Tyler, Aerosmith, they've jumped on him. Neil Young, because he used Rockin' in the Free World. There are a number of them. Now, as I said, political campaigns don't need artists' permission to play their songs at rallies as long as the political organization or the venue has gotten what's known as a blanket license from ASCAP BMI, the performing rights organizations, for all the music in the licensee group's repertoire. But, and I don't know that I knew this, artists do have some recourse. BMI, for example, has said it does have a provision in its license agreement that allows BMI songwriters or publishers to object to the use of their songs, and they have the ability to exclude those songs from the blanket license. I don't think I knew that. I wonder how often that's invoked. That, then they don't get paid from anybody. Yeah, because I wouldn't think they would take it out just for one person who gets the license. Then they're out of that group and they don't get paid from anybody. So that's the risk they would have to take. I think this is dumb. So am I going to hear from Loverboy one of these days for using it as the show open? This came up, I first heard this years ago with Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders with Rush. And it's the same thing. Rush Limbaugh, Premier Radio Distribution, they pay those licensing fees. And because they pay those licensing fees, they can do whatever they want. All right, because the conversation went much longer in the last hour than I thought. Monday, we will take up the whether or not you should be able to sell things you make in your own kitchen. We'll get to that on Monday. Tomorrow, this show is part of our 5-hour Heroin in Wisconsin, Save Our Families. We will be doing that tomorrow during this show, during the morning shows that you normally hear on WTAQ, WHBL, WSAU. I know I shouldn't do this, but I can't help myself. I end the show with this email. Good morning, Jerry. My wife and I will not ever vote for Trumper tantrum. We will write in Ted Cruz. We want to promote a write-in campaign effort for Ted. Love your show. My wife and I met you and Ramona at the Lincoln Day Dinner in Rapids in 2015. I remember you both well. Thanks, Mike and Tessie. Go Navy! I believe he met his bride while he was in the Navy. Hey, rub a little salt in the wound over there, are you? I suppose you could do that. Well, here, how much time do we have? If you can find it. No, that's not the one you want, is it? That's not the song you wanted, is it? Is it? You want that song again? Oh, yeah. This is the right song. Yeah. Don't pay any attention to me. Go ahead. Just start playing it then. Because this is exactly what I did today. Without question. Let her fly, Earl. 10:58. Rush is next. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader Show.